Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the need for developing the right kind of antibiotics in the future in just a moment.
When we set out to build the largest and most technologically advanced tractor in Kubota history, we had your operation in mind. That's why we focused on the hard-working details, like powerful Kubota diesel engines, smooth shifting transmission options, a heavy-duty front axle, premium cab with the latest features, and a best-in-class Kubota front loader. Introducing the all-new M7 series, built with you in mind. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
It's the Choctaw County Land and Cattle's first annual bull and female sale. It's April 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. The sale features registered Angus and registered Sim Angus, 18-month-old bulls, tested and ready for service, and the bulls were developed right here on the ranch. Females are AI bred and ultrasound safe in calf. For more information, call Billy Hall at 918-244-0154 or go to the website at www.cclcattle.com.
She's a professor of biology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst and also an owner of a small research company looking at very specific, tightly focused antibiotics that she says will be the wave of the future.
We are so limited in creativity compared to what microbes have evolved over billions of years. They have tried everything, and if we go and look at what's still working, it's not the broad-spectrum antibiotics that are everywhere in the microbial world. It's narrow-spectrum drugs, like the one my company's developing, like the ones that many other investigators are trying to pursue. It's just that we have such limited funding, it's hard to really, you know, get a stake in the game at this point. But we have to. There are no other options. There's nothing in the pipeline that's going to save us. It's all brand new, and we're starting not from scratch, because there is a lot of basic science, but we're starting from scratch in terms of translating those drugs into the next solution that you can buy at CVS or somewhere.
So is that the vision, that we got to get out there and really pursue these things, both for animal agriculture and for human health?
That's the vision, and that's what we're trying to make a reality. That's my passion. That's why I spend time away from the lab, is to make sure that people understand not just that there's a problem, which there is and it's serious, but there are potential solutions on the horizon if we're smart enough to recognize them, have the energy and the financial willpower to go and pursue them, because it's going to be costly. And we got to find ways to make it a reasonable business model for people, because they're not going to just do it out of the love of it like some of us do. I mean, I don't make any money on any of this, but you have to have a business model, and that's what has to change, because the large pharmaceutical companies, they can't make antibiotics with their business models. It's much more lucrative, as Tim said on the panel. You know, let's go make an antidepressant. Let's go make an antihypertension drug. That's where they can make, you know, long-term money. Antibiotics are more transient in terms of the income they generate. Now, with the new model where you're making very targeted drugs, those drugs will have a much longer shelf life. You'll be able to use them for, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 years perhaps, whereas now drugs, within 3 months, you can already see resistance emerging.
Dr. Margaret Riley on the brave new world of looking at very targeted antibiotics. Broad-spectrum antibiotics, she says, should be a thing of the past, as they're simply causing more problems when it comes to antibiotic resistance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.